You Get Me Closer to God. Written by Cess Rumnir. Read by Opal Song. Fandom: BuzzFeed Unsolved. Rating: explicit. Relationship: Ryan Begara, Shane Madej. Also tagged for: plot, what plot? Sexual experimentation. Kink negotiation. Established relationship. Ryan wants to experiment and Shane's cool with it. Dumb sub undertones, and Ryan swears a lot. You let me violate you. You let me desecrate you. You let me penetrate you. You let me complicate you. Help me. I broke apart my insides. Help me. I've got no soul to sell. Help me. The only thing that works for me. Help me get away from myself. I want to try something. Shane was still trying to catch his breath, lying on his back and staring at the ceiling of Ryan's bedroom. The bed was big enough for them to lie comfortably, and yet they were in mess of entangled limbs, sweat-covered bodies that seemed to be melting away together. They were gross, and Shane knew that, but they were way too happy to stay where they were for the time being. What? Shane asked, because Ryan hadn't continued on. I don't know, kinky shit. Was it really that bad just now? It was a joke, and Ryan laughed, slapping his arm with a half-hearted attempt. Shut up. It's all right if you don't want to, but I think it'd be interesting. Oh, I want to, Shane said right away, and Ryan wheezed again. I thought you weren't up for it. Ryan turned over, the arm draped over Shane, going up to stroke his jawline. That was one of their favorite moments, when they were both coming down from orgasming, completely blissed out. They had never said it outright, but they knew it. Shane leaned in slightly into Ryan's touch, the hand he had on Ryan's back tracing slow patterns on his skin. I'm usually scared to try anything and get royally fucked in a bad way, but I don't know, I trust you. I think we'd have fun. Shane thought for a second. Yeah. You know what? I think we would. So? Ryan props himself on an elbow to give Shane a peck on the lips. What do you say? Wanna try? Yeah, let's do this. What do you suggest? Cuffs, Ryan said immediately, earning a grin in response. Look, I might be into it. I'm not gonna freak out like in Gerald's game. I'm asking for it. Gerald's game? Ryan, that was a horror movie. Yeah? You can't tell me you were even remotely turned on. Wait, did you pick that movie because you were thinking about doing this? Ryan squinted at him. No, but I'm not gonna lie. I thought if you saw how it worked. She almost died. That man died on her. Literally, on her. Shut up. Forget I said anything. Just focus on the cuffs. Maybe toys? I don't know how much you're comfortable to try. I'm all yours, Shane said, trying for a mid-shrug in his position, still half underneath Ryan. I mean, who's using the toy and who's getting toyed with? Or are we doing it both ways? We could try both ways, but I'd like to see you... God, that sounds dumb as fuck, but I'd like to be toyed with. Jesus, that sounds wrong. I want you to do things first. To me, I mean. Mm-hmm. I could certainly do that. Really? Ryan asked, and he sounded so happily surprised that Shane tried to crane his neck to look at him, almost getting a mouthful of hair. Are you into that? Me dominating you? I think I am. And he sounded as surprised with himself as Shane was with that piece of information. I'm not sure, though. That's why I wanted to try and see how it feels. Do you think you could? Or is that something you're not... No, I think I can. I mean, I never tried it, but why not? Let's give it a try. Yeah, why not, right? I can give you some links of where to start. I've looked it up, just to get a head start. Sure, send those to me. Send me the dirtiest porn you have in your bookmarks. Ryan laughed at that, disentangling himself and walking over to the bathroom. You wouldn't be able to handle my kinkiest porn. You're weak as fuck. He had already vanished into the bathroom, but Shane still called from the bed. Hey, I can be kinky. I like masks. Turns out, he later realized that he was nowhere near as kinky as he thought he was. Sure, he liked a bit of name-calling from time to time, but what Ryan sent him wasn't anything he had ever tried. From the links alone, Shane got cold feet. What if he was too vanilla for that? He was still willing to try, but what if he just wasn't that into it? He opened the first few and started reading. Some had videos, too, but nothing too explicit. Just discussions about restraining partners, controlling their orgasms. Shane gulped. Safe wording. Spanking. He felt his neck heat. And articles discussing DS dynamics in general. A lot of the things he read mentioned how trust and communication were paramount in a couple willing to try BDSM, and he started to feel more confident. If there was one thing he and Ryan had, it was a trusting, open relationship. It wouldn't be hard to talk about do's and don'ts, and to communicate what they were feeling to each other. The thing was finding out what got each of them going, so to speak. Shane was relieved to find there was nothing that really stood out to him in a bad way. He was interested in all the things Ryan had sent him, to different degrees. Maybe he could do without the flogging, but everything else seemed all right. Some more than all right. He had to stop at some point to watch a few more explicit videos, just to take the edge off. Maybe he wasn't too vanilla for that, after all. Are you sure you want to do this? He asked Ryan one more time. Ryan groaned, rolling his eyes. He was kneeling on the bed, wearing his boxers and nothing else. Shane was standing at the edge of the bed, still dressed, but willing to change that really quickly. Yes, Shane, I still want you to fuck me senseless, Ryan said, smirking when he saw Shane widen his eyes in pleasant surprise. Am I allowed to say that? Are you going to tell me to shut up? Why, would you like me to? Ryan laughed, but his face and his shrug told him he wasn't entirely joking. Maybe. We're still using the colors, right? Yes. Tell me again. I want to make sure we're not fucking it up. Jesus, man. Is this going to be on a test? Ryan complained, but shut up instantly when Shane glared at him. Oh, that was nice. Green is okay. Yellow, slow down. Red is please stop. That's it. And if you're somehow unable to speak? Ryan did a sharp intake of breath, and Shane promised himself to remember that. I tap you 3 times anywhere. And if you can't speak or move? Ryan was definitely swallowing dry now. I blink 3 times. Good. I think we're good to go. Since it's our first time, and my first time doing this too, I'm going slow, okay? Shane got onto the bed, also on his knees, until he was holding Ryan by his waist. We have all the time in the world to amp it up, but let's make sure I don't accidentally kill you first. Oh, Jesus. Ryan shivered. I don't know if that's hot or disturbing. Shut up. Ryan cut him off with a kiss, hands pulling him down by the neck. Just fuck me already. Shane pulled back, almost inadvertently glaring at him. Don't tell me to shut up. Ryan pressed his lips shut instantly. And don't boss me around. You're not the one in control here. He could tell Ryan was trying not to smile, so he leaned down again to kiss him. It had this rhythm that was at the same time new and familiar to him. It was a kiss that reminded him of how much Ryan was able to surprise him, day after day. It lasted long enough for Ryan to let out a low growl, and Shane recognized it as a sign that he was getting impatient. Good. Lie on your back, please. Cursing himself mentally for the please, he was too used to being nice and gentle, and that was not what Ryan had asked of him. Not that night. Ryan complied immediately, lying down on their currently empty bed. He looked gorgeous. Shane's eyes roamed from his flushed face to his torso, his pecs that seemed firmer than ever, the abs that Ryan had so much pride in. Shane licked his lips as he got between Ryan's legs, touching and squeezing his toned thighs. He was getting hard, and so was Ryan, visibly. He leaned down over him, body flush against his, hands on either side of his head. Planting a chaste kiss on Ryan's lips, he whispered, "Remember your colors. Can you grab the edge of the mattress over your head for me?" Ryan's lips were parting in anticipation, and he nodded shortly before raising his arms to hold onto the mattress. They had discussed headboards, since neither had one in their apartments, but decided to try alternatives first. It seemed to be working, Shane thought. Ryan was gripping the mattress behind his head with both hands. His arms were strong, muscular, and Shane felt a sudden urge to kiss them. So he did. He resisted the urge to grab them, since that would be unfair with the whole keep your hands above your head order he had just given. Order. He was taken aback by how easily that had slipped into his train of thought, and by how weirdly normal he felt by it. He could order Ryan now. No, actually, he should order Ryan. That was the whole point. He went back to Ryan's chest, kissing and sucking on warm skin, tasting a nipple on his way to his abs. Are you gonna keep your clothes on? Ryan asked, breathing hard already. Shane looked up at him from where he was sucking idly on his stomach. I don't know. Maybe I should. You'd feel very uncomfortable and happy about it, wouldn't you? Ryan groaned. Yeah. Too bad. I'm taking them off. He sat up suddenly, unbuttoning his shirt one button at a time. Ryan was watching him, half-lidded eyes following his fingers. He almost said something, almost cracked a joke, but something about the way Ryan was looking at him stopped him short. Ryan was entranced, swallowing dry again when Shane tossed his shirt to the floor and opened his fly. He stopped there, amused by the way Ryan seemed to be looking from his jeans to his face expectantly. You're not taking it off? Ryan asked again, and Shane picked up on it, finally. He leaned in once more, tongue and lips working over the skin on his stomach, where he'd left off. Fuck you, Shane, Ryan breathed. I'll decide when I take it off, Shane replied, going lower, brushing his lips against Ryan's groin. Ryan whimpered, and Shane chuckled. I haven't even done anything yet. He saw Ryan open his mouth, ready to argue, and chose that moment to mal his cock through his boxers. Ryan bucked his hips, and Shane had to pull back not to get smacked in the face. You know, if you're not going to behave, I'm going to have to tie you down for real. It sounded more like a joke in his head, but his voice was too deep, and Ryan very clearly quivered underneath him. Their eyes met, and Shane felt the blood rushing down to his own dick. Ryan looked obedient, quiet. It was almost ridiculous to think that he was listening to Shane. They knew for a fact that Ryan could overpower him any day, and that his thighs alone were probably stronger than Shane's entire upper half, yet he was giving up all the power he had, all the control he had in his hands. He was willing to give it all up to Shane, and that alone was too mesmerizing to seem real. He pulled down Ryan's boxers, finally freeing his cock, and then he was slipping them off his legs. Ryan was hard. Not that Shane didn't expect him to be, but even after the over 1 year they had been together, he still felt his mouth watering whenever he saw Ryan like this. Naked, hard, beautiful. It was weird, Because Shane had never been one to go for the muscular type, but Ryan was something else. He was his type, and right now, he was turning Shane on like nothing ever had. "Hang on," he said, hopping out of bed to get some of the stuff he had prepared earlier. He came back and lodged himself between Ryan's legs again, squirting lube on his right hand. Ryan grinned at him, and Shane grinned back. "Oh, I hope you're not too disappointed to learn we're not there yet." "Uh-huh. This is something else," Shane announced, using his lubed hand on something Ryan couldn't see at first. Then he reached down and took Ryan in his mouth in one go, making the man beneath him curse under his breath. Before Ryan could even open his eyes, Shane had pulled back and slipped a cock ring over the head of Ryan's cock. "Oh, shit," Ryan breathed out. Shane chuckled. "Wow, you're sensitive today." He pulled the ring down until it was tight against the base of Ryan's dick. It looked, for all the world, like it should be there, and Ryan's face seemed to agree. "I'm not. It's not that. It's just, I wasn't expecting a ring. I don't know why. I just wasn't." "Okay, but this? Green. Yes, fuck. So fucking green." That was certainly better than any expectations Shane had about this. He felt encouraged now to just continue with his plans. So he did. He took Ryan into his mouth again, all at once, going all the way down until he could taste the ring on his tongue. Ryan groaned loudly, squirming. Shane just went at it, enthusiastically sucking and licking, just the way he knew Ryan liked it. The reaction he got was enough to tell him he was succeeding. Ryan kept moving his legs, contracting his stomach muscles, groaning and growling and almost whining at times. Before Ryan, Shane hadn't had much practice, but he was perceptive enough, and willing enough, to learn pretty quick how to make Ryan curl his toes in unmistakable raw pleasure. He was proud of his skills, and even more of the way Ryan almost screamed whenever Shane went all the way to the base, making use of his carefully tamed gag reflex. Shane's nose was touching Ryan's pelvis when he felt a hand on his head, grabbing his hair. He looked up and saw Ryan had his eyes scrunched shut, and one hand had left the edge of the mattress to hold him. He pulled back immediately, meeting Ryan's eyes. "I told you to keep your hands back." "What?" Ryan seemed to realize what had happened, eyes widening. "Oh, fuck, sorry, I forgot. It wasn't on purpose." "Mm-hmm, that's not gonna do." Shane stood up and walked to the dresser, where he had organized the things they might use that night. He came back, disentangling two black ropes, watching Ryan on the bed. "What do you think, silk it up?" Ryan, who had been following him with his eyes, nodded from his position, leaning back on his elbows. "Silk me up all right, sir." A beat before Shane made a face, trying not to laugh. "Sir?" "Not like that, you fucking dork. That was a joke. Although, I never said I was against some roleplay." Shane walked to the left of the bed first, asking for Ryan's wrist and trying to repeat the way he had seen people tie wrists with silk rope in one of the countless videos he'd watched. "Roleplay? What? I'm your master and you're my little sex doll?" "That sounds fucked up." "Right up your alley, then." Shane winked at him, and Ryan laughed. "All right, I'm going to tie you to the feet of the bed, since you can't fucking behave." The last bit was a test on his part. Ryan could take it as a joke, but he knew right away he hadn't taken it like that. Ryan shifted his hips. Shane was pleased to see he was still rock hard, the ring shining with the lube and saliva that coated Ryan's cock. "How's it?" "Can't get greener than this," Ryan said, testing the rope that now bound his left arm close to the mattress. He looked up at Shane. "How's it for you so far?" Shane took one look at him and decided that it was definitely, definitely worth it. Ryan's arm was stretched out on the bed, muscles on display, his shoulder firm in a position that told Shane it was just short of becoming uncomfortable. He walked around and repeated the process with Ryan's right wrist, taking a step back to appreciate the sight before him. "Wow," he said. Ryan grinned. "You sick bastard." "Look who's talking," Shane said, climbing onto the bed again to hover over Ryan and kiss him on the lips. They kissed languidly, bodies not touching, Shane's hands on each side of Ryan's head. He was pleased to see Ryan struggling against his binds, trying to reach for Shane before the rope held him back. He deliberately stopped the kiss to watch Ryan flex his arms in an attempt to touch him, amazed with how defined and strong his biceps looked. That sent blood straight to his dick, and Shane leaned down to suck a bruise on Ryan's neck, trying to remind himself he was supposed to draw this out. "Shane, fuck." "What is it, babe?" Ryan didn't answer, and Shane chuckled again. He slid down, taking Ryan's cock in his mouth again, this time slower, suckling on it like he would a lollipop. He kept his eyes open to watch Ryan straining against the binds, moaning loud. That somehow got him an idea. And he let the tip of the cock slip out of his mouth with a wet sound to say, "I want you quiet. Can you do that? Can you stay quiet for me, Ryan?" I don't know. I can try." "Good. Try your best," Shane said, voice low and steady, before he started sucking on his dick again, this time fondling his balls and working a few pumps in every so often. Ryan had his lips shut, throat exposed as he threw his head back, not making a sound. He had gripped the rope with both hands and seemed to be pulling at it, arms taut, having trouble keeping his legs open. He looked beautiful. Shane was fascinated, taken aback by just how incredibly beautiful that scene was. Ryan was doing his best to follow his command, but he could see how hard it was. Ryan had always been the more vocal of the two, and definitely a screamer, so the fact that he could keep his mouth shut at all was proof of how hard he was trying that night. And Shane loved it. He loved how into it he seemed to be, how happy he was to just accept the things Shane suggested. That was so much hotter than he expected it to be. So much hotter. After a few delicious moments of making Ryan squirm, Shane let go of his dick and sat on the bed, straddling him. Shane was still wearing pants, and it was probably weird for Ryan to feel the jeans against his sensitive dick, but he didn't say anything. He looked at Shane, pleading with his eyes, jaw locked tight. "You can talk." Ryan let out a broken moan. "Oh, Jesus Christ, just fuck me already. Please fucking..." Before he could continue, Shane put a hand over his mouth, face looming over Ryan's as he said, "I said you could talk, not be disrespectful like this. Am I making myself clear?" He felt Ryan's breath quicken against his fingers, his chest heaving and his hips bucking against Shane, trying to get some friction, regardless of how uncomfortable it must have been to rub against jeans. He nodded, and Shane let go of his face. He would be lying if he said that the vision of Ryan's parted lips didn't make him think of a ball gag, and how hot it would be to have Ryan wear one. They hadn't discussed it, so he obviously didn't have it prepared. But he hoped Ryan was thinking the same thing as they stared at each other for a second. "God, you look gorgeous." "Thank you," Ryan said, and it didn't sound cheeky anymore. He was slipping into a role, Shane realized. He was playing along. "What are you going to do to me now?" "To me." Shane licked his own lips. "Blindfold?" "Anything you want," Ryan said, trying to suppress a grin and failing. Shane let it slide, because he knew he probably looked just as ridiculously turned on as Ryan was when he said those things. With that, Shane hopped off the bed one more time and came back with actual black silk. This time it was a large, short strip, and he brought it with him as he climbed over Ryan once again. The material felt soft and cold against his fingers, and he hesitated only for a second, waiting to see if Ryan was going to say anything, before he put it over Ryan's eyes. Tying it around his head was surprisingly easy, and soon Ryan was blindfolded, completely still, breathing hard underneath him. This was good, and hot, but somewhat scary, too. Shane had never had that much power over someone. He'd never had that much power over Ryan, and it was incredibly humbling, but also worrying. He worried about how much he had in his hands. Ryan was giving himself up, and fuck, that was raw, honest trust right there. Shane wanted to reward him for it, thank him for it. Anything to make the man currently bound underneath him feel amazing as he looked right now, locked in place and waiting. Shane touched Ryan's bottom lip, surprised to see Ryan jump slightly at that. Before he kissed him fully on the mouth, one hand sliding down to grab his dick. Ryan jerked in surprise, crying out when Shane started pumping his cock with fast strokes. And it was intense and messy and... Wait, shit, Shane, yellow! Immediately Shane stopped. He let go of his dick as if he had been burned and backed away to ask, "You all right? Want me to stop?" "No, just... it's yellow. I said yellow, not red. I'm fine. I just... fuck, I'm sorry." "No, don't apologize. That's what the colors are for." "Yeah, but I'm all right. It was just too much all at once. You were everywhere and I couldn't see shit." He laughed, but Shane knew he laughed when nervous. "I guess I freaked out a little bit. That's all." He sounded fine, but Shane could see he was still breathing hard, head tilting here and there as if trying to catch a glimpse of anything under the blindfold. "Do you want to take it off?" "What? No, it's fine. I said I'm fine." "You sure about that? Because we have a drawer full of other kinky shit we could try. You don't have to be blindfolded for that." "It's okay," Ryan said, swallowing dry. Shane watched his Adam's apple bob up and down. "Seriously, I want this. You know I'd tell you if I didn't." Shane hesitated, and Ryan added, "I'd tell you to go fuck yourself if I didn't, and you know that." "Yeah, you probably would," Shane said, smiling, a little more at ease. This time, when he touched Ryan, he was focused. First, his lips found Ryan's sharp jawline, trailing small, deliberate kisses on his skin. Ryan gasped slightly, but didn't try to jerk away. As Shane kissed his way down his neck, Ryan's breathing took a more natural rhythm, and he was happy to see that his strategy seemed to be working. He continued to trail kisses down his chest, paying particular attention to his nipples. Ryan moaned, a low, needy sound that got Shane right where he was before. He took his time, playing with his tongue around his nipples, and used one hand to gently touch Ryan's chest, roaming the muscles and warm skin he knew so well already. It felt familiar, and it felt right, and Ryan seemed to be taking it well so far, body arching up to try and get more of Shane on him. Shane followed the lines on Ryan's abs with his fingertips, realizing this was the first time they'd had the opportunity to do so. They were usually very passionate or straightforward during sex, and they never had the time to just touch each other like this, to learn the lines of each other's bodies. This was different, but just as sensual as grabbing each other in frenzied lust. He could feel the slight tremor of Ryan's muscles as he traced the contour of his hip bone, kissing the junction between his stomach and his thigh. His cock was hard, reddened, lying there just inches from Shane's face. He didn't have to ask Ryan to open his legs. He did it as soon as Shane touched the underside of his knees. Now he had both hands on Ryan's legs as he kissed him on the left thigh, and then on the right, and Ryan was straining against the silk on his wrists, moaning and whimpering under his breath. A gentle push, and Ryan spread his legs wider, and Shane pulled them back towards his torso so he could suck gently on his balls before dipping further down and licking a strip over Ryan's hole. That got a reaction, as Ryan cried out in surprise, but he didn't tell him to stop, so Shane licked again, then sucked. Ryan arched his back off the bed at the same time that Shane used his tongue to push inside. He could taste some of the lube that ran down from his cock, and he could feel Ryan's legs quivering over his head. He feared Ryan would try to close them, so he snapped his head up and warned, "Keep your legs up, babe. Just like that." He took his time tasting and wetting Ryan's hole, more so than usual. Ryan knew how good he was with his mouth, and no matter who was fucking who, Shane always worked his way into doing something with his tongue in the process. He liked it. He loved how he could feel every tiny reaction coming from Ryan. He loved to have his face full of whatever Ryan had to offer him. He loved the taste of Ryan's skin and his cock and ass in his tongue. And that was something that had never been a secret between them. And having Ryan at his mercy like that, open and pliant under his touch, seemed to only make it better. Looking up, he saw Ryan had his mouth open, his head thrown back. Shane could feel his own cock painfully hard inside his pants. And as much as he was loving what he was doing, he wanted to give Ryan more. He deserved more. When he used his hand to pop open the bottle of lube he had left by his side, he tried to make as much noise as possible. If Ryan couldn't see, he'd have to use clues to know what was happening. And that was one of them. Shane saw his head tilting towards the noise. And when he had two fingers lubed up, he touched Ryan on his left thigh with the back of his hand to warn him he was about to do it. Even so, when Shane pressed the tip of a finger against his hole, Ryan jerked in surprise. "Easy now," he said, in that deep, level tone he used before. "Otherwise, I'll leave you here with this beautiful ring for some time until you can show some restraint." Ryan whimpered, and for a second, Shane was worried he might cry. Not a first for them, but definitely a warning sign in this specific context. He knew people cried during this kind of experience, but it didn't mean Shane himself wouldn't be too worried to do more than untie Ryan at the speed of light. Thankfully, Ryan didn't sound like he was about to cry when he said, "I'm sorry, please." "Please what?" Shane asked, pushing the finger inside and breaching him. "Oh, fuck, please fuck me, please." Shane smiled, even though Ryan couldn't see it. He pushed the finger inside slowly but steadily until he had gotten past the second knuckle. Ryan's moans grew increasingly louder until Shane pulled back and pushed it back in again, making Ryan yelp. He started to build a rhythm, crooking and rotating his finger inside of Ryan, delighted to hear the incoherent babble coming out of his lips. His arms were taut against the rope, his hands clenching and unclenching. "That good?" Shane asked, already knowing the answer. "God, yes, holy shit!" Shane pushed his index finger alongside the first, careful but still unrelenting. "How about now?" Ryan didn't answer. He was groaning, wailing, and Shane loved this part. He loved to watch Ryan come undone like this, let go of all his inhibitions, giving in to pure ecstasy without care. It was still as dazzling as when he had first seen it happen. And he picked up the pace, fucking him open with his fingers, the wet, squelching sound loud enough to hear, even with Ryan's cries. His legs were hanging open in the air, and Ryan didn't seem to remember he had control over them. When Shane couldn't hold it anymore, he pulled his fingers back and opened his fly. Ryan's hole looked so tight, so wet, he didn't want to lose any time taking off his pants. He just positioned himself against Ryan's ass, holding one of his legs and resting it against his own torso. He waited the briefest moment to see if Ryan would stop him. When he didn't, Shane pushed inside, groaning with the pleasure that racked through his body as his dick was squeezed into Ryan's body. Ryan was moaning out loud, too, the leg that wasn't being held by Shane twitching in place, almost kicking out. "Fuck, Ryan." He didn't wait until he was fully sheathed inside. Instead, he started pulling back and forth, slowly. He wasn't thick, but was definitely above average in length, and Ryan cried out whenever he pushed in the tiniest bit further, reaching where his fingers couldn't. He couldn't stop staring at Ryan's arms, held close to the bed, still if not for the flexing and unflexing of his biceps and hands. And then at Ryan's face, or the half that he could see of it. It felt surreal. It felt delicious. And it felt right at the same time. Ryan was his in that moment. And no matter what Shane thought of that outside the bedroom, right now he soaked it in. He thrusted faster, harder, watching Ryan scream, completely lost in pleasure, completely at his mercy. And as Shane fucked him harder, kissing and nibbling Ryan's calf, he decided that what he loved most about any of it was that Ryan himself was loving it. Ryan had not only asked for it, but would probably beg him to continue if he stopped. It wasn't so much the control he had over him as it was the fact that Ryan was getting off on that, on being tied, ordered, dominated, used. That was what was making Shane crazy, and what propelled him to lean over Ryan without pulling out, bringing his leg back with him so that he was almost folded in half. He kissed the tip of Ryan's nose and said, "You're so fucking good, babe." With that, he started thrusting in that position, the angle just right to make Ryan scream again, his entire body moving with him as Shane pounded without reserve. He wouldn't last much longer, and he glanced down to see Ryan's cock untouched between their bellies, hard and leaking. He reached down awkwardly, the position making it hard for him to keep himself upright with one hand, but he managed it. He lost a bit of rhythm, but Ryan's silent scream when he touched him was worth it. "Fuck!" Ryan gasped, almost thrashing beneath him. Had it not been for the fact that he could barely move. Shane, oh my god, fuck! Shane was trying to pump him to the same rhythm as his hips. And sure, it wasn't perfect, but it worked for both of them. He felt himself on the brink of orgasm, while Ryan got more and more agitated, writhing, moaning, screaming. "Enjoying yourself?" Shane asked, voice husky, a low growl that he didn't know he could make. "That's what you wanted, huh, Ryan? Talk to me, babe. Tell me." "Yes, fuck yes. God, Shane, I need to, oh God." Complete words. "Come on, you can do it." Ryan whined, and Shane watched a drop of sweat roll down his temple to his hairline. His neck was red, thick veins popping out and making Shane wish he had the balance to reach down and suck a bruise on it. He had to settle for a quick, messy flick of his tongue. That had Ryan shrieking in surprise. "Go on, tell me. Fuck, I love it. I love it so much. Thank you. Please let me come. Please." And with Ryan's hoarse, desperate plea, Shane came, grunting as he felt the wave of pleasure in his gut explode, blacking out his vision for a second. He screwed his eyes shut, thrusting until the last spurt when he finally slowed down to stop and catch his breath. It was only then that he realized he had slumped over Ryan, breathing against his neck. Ryan was breathing hard, spasming, but a quick look told Shane he hadn't come yet. Not really. His cock was redder than ever, and when Shane pulled out, Ryan let out a loud moan. "Still with me?" "Yes, Shane, please." "Color?" "What?" Ryan took a second, but he finally said, "Green, Jesus, green, fucking lime green. I don't know, the strongest green you've ever seen." Shane couldn't help but chuckle, even though the vision he was greeted with when he sat back on his haunches would probably have given a second immediate hard-on had he not come so hard just then. Ryan was a mess. He was sweaty and flushed in the face, neck, and chest. His legs had angry red marks on them, from Shane's fingers digging into his skin. His lips were moist, swollen, from Ryan's constant biting. There was cum, lube, and probably saliva trickling down his ass, and he was shaking slightly. For a moment there, he thought that was worthy of a picture, but soon realized he and Ryan hadn't discussed it, and decided that was something to maybe include in future conversations. Just one of the many things he had no idea he was into, but was now somehow awakened to the fact. Taking pity on Ryan's still trembling frame, Shane shook himself out of his reverie and took Ryan's cock into his mouth again, without any warnings and without touching him, which made Ryan jump in surprise. Ryan cursed at him, but he paid him no mind, just started sucking as passionately as always, using his high from climaxing. He grabbed Ryan's ass and pulled him towards him, taking it to the hilt repeatedly until Ryan was begging him, "Please, please, please, Shane, I can't. Please take it off, please." He worked on the head as he used his fingers to pull up the ring, doing his best to do it quickly but safely. The one thing Ryan hated the most was teeth or nails on his dick, and he could understand that. As soon as he had pulled off the ring, he pumped Ryan's cock and said, "Come for me. Come on." But he didn't need to, because Ryan was coming, body convulsing as he let out one last scream, one that ended in sobs as he spurted all over his stomach and chest. Knowing how much he usually came in a good night, Shane angled it just right so that a couple of shots ended up hitting Ryan's chin, missing his face by an inch or two. He took longer than Shane to recover, panting and curling his toes. Shane slowed down gradually, finally pulling his hand back when Ryan seemed to be done. They didn't say anything at first, both still coming down from what had possibly been the most intense sex they had ever had together. Shane wasn't sure about Ryan, but this had also been the most intense sex he'd ever had, period. "Can I untie you now?" he asked when he was sure Ryan could speak. "Yeah." Ryan sounded hoarse from all the screaming. He swallowed a couple of times as Shane worked the silk over his eyes and blinked fast against the dim lighting of the room. He looked up at Shane and smiled unabashedly. That was hot as fuck. "Was it now, Mr. Lime Green?" "Shut up," Ryan laughed, trying to playfully kick him and missing as Shane got out of the bed to undo the ties on his wrists. "I didn't know how else to convince you I was fine." Shane got his left hand free and crawled over him to get to the other side of the bed. "You were nearly crying, Ryan. I had to make sure." "That's because you were doing a pretty decent job at fucking my brains out. And you loved it." "Are you kidding me? I think I saw God," Ryan said, rubbing his wrists now that he had both hands free. Shane helped him sit up, and he winced, but didn't complain. He was looking down at himself. "Wow, I need a bath. Like, right now." And since Shane was still feeling absolutely elated and just sort of lightheaded, he gently pushed Ryan so he was leaning back against the wall and said, "Come on, let me help you with that." Before Ryan could understand what he was doing, he leaned in and licked the strip that came up to his chin, making more of a mess than actually cleaning anything. But it was enough to make Ryan whisper, "Holy shit!" watching Shane lick it all up, from his chin to his belly. When he looked up, Ryan grabbed his face and pressed their lips together. "Thank you," he said, and his eyes told Shane how much he meant it. "That was amazing. Not just for the licking the cum from my body thing," he joked, and they both giggled like the idiots they knew they were, "but for everything." "Was it how you wanted it?" "No, it was better. So much better." Shane smiled. "I guess we're not too vanilla for this kind of thing." "Oh, definitely not. And we can switch, too, if you'd like." "Sure, yeah, might be a good idea, too." He got off the bed, pulling Ryan towards the bathroom, leading the way. He was surprised to feel a slap to his butt, jumping in place and turning to see Ryan's grin. "Welcome to the rest of our lives, fucker." They were laughing as they squeezed through the door together, Shane trying not to think about the endless possibilities ahead of them. "I love you too, babe," he said with a smile. The end. The music used in this podfic is Closer by the Nine Inch Nails. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!